Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. But today, we're diving deep into the sizzling hot world of AI and software development. Hold on tight, because things are about to get interesting.
Oh, I'm practically drooling with anticipation. This Anita Joseph piece about OpenAI's O3 model, it's like a recipe for revolutionizing how we build software, right?
Precisely. It's saying goodbye to coding as we know it, and ushering in an era where software creation is more like crafting a masterpiece. Think less lines of code, more collaboration between designers, UX gurus, business strategists, the whole shebang.
So it's like moving from a purely technical dish to a multi-sensory culinary experience. Got it. But how does this O3 model actually do that? Is it some kind of magical ingredient?
Well, according to Andreas Hasselhoff, CEO of Ombori, this O3 model is passing AI IQ tests with flying colors. It's acing these abstract reasoning corpus benchmarks, scoring over 87%. And get this, it's crushing frontier math problems that used to stump AI. We're talking a 25.2% solve rate compared to a measly 2% before. It's seriously mind-blowing.
Wow, that's like going from barely simmering to a full-on rolling boil. But what does this mean for developers? Are they going to be out of a job?
Not at all. They're just leveling up. Developers are becoming more like orchestrators. They'll still need that technical know-how, but it's about guiding the AI, fine-tuning its creations, and making sure everything aligns with the overall vision. It's a blend of tech wizardry, artistic flair, and business savvy, you know?
I see. Interesting. So it's less about meticulously chopping ingredients and more about creating the perfect recipe and letting the AI do the chopping, right? But where do design and UX fit into this gourmet software creation process?
They're the secret sauce. With O3 handling the technical heavy lifting, the focus shifts to crafting user experiences that are not just functional, but delightful. It's about understanding user needs, designing intuitive interfaces, and making sure the software is a joy to use, on any platform.
I'm not entirely convinced. While this AI-powered approach sounds amazing, isn't there a risk of losing that human touch, that unique spark of creativity that comes from, you know, hand coding?
That's a valid point. But think of it this way. The O3 model frees up developers from tedious tasks, giving them more time and energy to focus on the big picture. They can pour their creativity into crafting innovative features, designing elegant interfaces, and ensuring the software truly meets user needs. It's about amplifying human creativity, not replacing it.
Got it. So the future of software is all about this beautiful fusion of human ingenuity and artificial intelligence, creating a symphony of user-centric experiences. Sounds delicious.
Exactly. It's a whole new world of software creation, and it's just getting started. Thanks for tuning in to Nutty's Show, folks. Until next time, keep those creative juices flowing, and don't forget to experiment in the kitchen and the coding lab.
Bye-bye.